Blog Talk Radio.
Man, a glad Monday, Inner Sight. And I'm sure that there are thousands, maybe millions of people who are as mad as I am about the tragic death of a sweet dog named Milton at the guide dog school here in Smithtown, Long Island. A horrible, horrible thing. And Inner Sight has been trying today, and we're going to continue to try to get an impartial investigation happening. Now, the school is notifying people, and I'm not going to reveal my sources, but the school is notifying people in letters that they're going to investigate this matter themselves. Well, that's not good enough, and that's not acceptable.
No, it isn't.
In fact, that's an insult.
It sure is.
To the dog, to the woman who relied on that dog, and
that's
it's an insult to the school.
Yeah.
We are not looking to bash any guide dog school. We're looking to improve them. We've tried for years to go to the politicians and get them to license the school. They refused to do so. We tried to get congressmen to amend the ADA to bring about rights for not only the people, but the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that dog, a beautiful lab, only three years old, young dog, should have been accounted for and protected.
Yeah.
Not left in a locked van with windows closed in a heat wave.
How stupid.
It's
really
inexcusable. And these schools raise a lot of money to train a dog.
Mm-hmm.
50 to 100 grand. They have to be more accountable.
Yes.
And to quote my friend Joe Delgado, the Independent Living, he said that the guide dog schools are very unfair to the people that they're servicing.
That's true.
Well, you can't get more unfair
than
the death of your dog. And our deepest condolences, by the way, to the family. I don't want to mention their name because I haven't talked to them, and I don't know if they want their name made public. But
that's
our
right.
deepest condolences. The dog's name was made public, Milton.
Oh, my.
And on Thursday, we're dedicating the whole show to Milton. I'm going to try to find out as much as I can about them, if they'll tell me.
Yeah, they're kind
of... See, these schools have a lot to hide.
Yeah, they do.
They're looking to hide the truth.
Yes,
and the details as to what happened. Because if they weren't, they themselves would be calling for an impartial investigation.
Right. They should.
So it's a real mad on how this dog lost its life. I don't know why the dog was returned to the school. I'm going to try to find out. Because that, you know, there's a lot of facts that we don't know. But we'll try to find out. We'll keep with it. I spoke with State Senator Boyle's office today.
What did
I? I spoke to the social worker at his office. I called Senator Phil Boyle on his personal phone. Haven't heard back.
Yeah, I know.
And the politicians have to step up and do something about this.
That's pure
because
cruelty.
This is horrible.
If you ask me.
How can you... What?
I said, if you ask me, it's pure cruelty. Period.
Yeah, and how can you trust a school now with your dog?
You can't.
After this happens, Mm-hmm. And there's no built-in protective mechanism. See, that's what regulations would do. And licensing.
Yes.
The school should be licensed to train dogs. Licensed by the state. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know
I agree.
a lot of blind and disabled are not happy with the state.
No.
But who else is going to license them?
Yeah.
You've got to have authority behind it.
Right. And that's very important, that you have, you know, a different system actually, you know, coming in on that. This way you can have more than one person saying, hey, this is not working right. If it's in a, you know, we have a better system than what we need right now.
You got to have an impartial system.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It should
right.
be an administrative judge or
yes.
arbitrator or the court should be looking over it and making sure everything is operating in the right way. Because you're dealing with people's lives.
Yes, you are. I don't
so
know how
totally
people
unacceptable.
Would. It is unacceptable. I find it difficult to even fathom that they would do something like that. But guess what? Here it is. You know?
All right. Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. And we once again remind these politicians to start using dogs at the schools to detect firearms.
That's true.
And get metal detectors installed inside the door.
And they might just have a disabled person be able to do that because they have a dog, you know, that is trained to be obedient.
No. There's got to be an armed officer with the dog.
Of course. But you know what they do? They it's not, you know, oh God, my freaking, all right, forget it. I can't remember what I was about to say. I better get some rosemary or something.
An armed officer at the door with the trained dog.
Yes.
To detect if someone is carrying an explosive or a weapon. That's what Inner Sight
How
proposes.
Hard is it to go between being an officer, you know, trying to do with that? Would it be hard for a person with a disability to, you know, do what is needed? Or would they be able to do it? They might.
Depends on your disability.
Yeah.
Some people could do that
That's
job.
That's true. Yeah.
You know.
I think, at least.
So, Inner Sight, Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. And Inner Sight reminds you about Insight, Third Eye Insight. Want to learn how to protect yourself, have fun, and stay in shape? The number is 631-445-3464. Devin Fernandez is the head guy over there. So give them a call. Tell them you heard about it here on Inner Sight. Third Eye Insight. You can look them up. 631-445-3464. All right, all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. All the children who perished in Texas in that horrible shooting. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you, and we honor all of them. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. You hear a lot about the mortgages on the news these days. You want to clarify that? Call Mr. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
631-888-1186 on the Kennedy Realty. All right, we thank Suffolk Bus Corp. We thank Silo.
Yes.
Suffolk Independent Living Organization. They have all kinds of programs over there, the support group, and you got to call them to get details. 631-880-7929. I want to thank Joe Delgado. I want to thank Jill and all the people who work at Silo. Again, 631-880-7929, Silo.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need a civil rights lawyer, you can dial up James Bahamundi.
Yeah.
516-783-9662. Any questions about your civil rights? Put him to Jim, and he'll answer
right.
it for you. 516-783-9662. Stop interrupting me when I do the phone number.
No, I wasn't All right. there. Sorry.
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? We got a good number for you. Nobody Starved on Long Island, the name of the group. 631-484-3085. I'll give you that number again in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
If you're disabled and you have a problem getting to the place where the food is, you know, talk to Gary and he'll try to get it to you. So again, 631-484-3085. Nobody Starves on Long Island. And this is Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can call in and talk about it right here. Another mad for me is how the government allows these things to happen, you know, without making sure that people are protected.
That's
I mean, even
true.
With the Americans Disability Act, you know, it needs to be amended, it needs
amended.
To be updated, it needs
yeah.
to have it needs to have money behind it, it needs to have enforcement behind it.
That's
and the
true.
Government just is lax and allows it to happen.
That's the truth.
That's a mad. All right, you yes, got a mad or glad?
I do. I'm actually glad that I was able to, you know, go through what I did, meaning the two surgeries that I had, but I wasn't happy that the first one should have been the only one that I went for, so I had to really advocate for myself to get the second surgery, because the first one I couldn't take MRIs, and that was the main reason I was changing out my stimulator. Well, P.S., the wrong one was put in, and I had to go back and get the right one in.
Well,
kind of confused.
I guess everybody's different, each to his own, you know. Certainly wouldn't be glad of a surgery.
No, I'm not. But I'm happy that I'm healthy. I'm happy that I'm able to complete it without having any neurological decline, which is really something
that's
well,
what's your
that
definition of healthy? I mean, having stuff put in you and pills?
Not
and
really.
That's not my definition of healthy.
No, not really. I don't want it that way. But I don't have any other choice in the matter when it comes to that right now. And I have to look for something at Dr. Berg's to try and help with that, you know?
You got to get all those doctors out of your life and try
yeah.
to purify your body.
I was
That's
told
what
that
everybody
I have to
should
cleanse,
be working
and
on.
Cleanse, and then also I have to do some fasting in between. They said it's good. I don't know what
yeah,
that means.
Yeah, fasting is good. I've been fasting up to 18 hours a day now.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've been just doing
it. I eat in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, and then I don't eat until about 3 o'clock, and then I don't eat until the next day, the morning. I tell you, and it makes a difference.
Really? It does?
It really does.
What, energy?
Oh, yeah, it makes you feel good. And I got this new formula from Dr. Berg, estrogen plus bin. And it has every it has every vegetable in it that you need every day in a capsule.
Nice.
And it balances out your estrogen.
No, it's just good.
For men and women.
Yeah. Men have estrogen.
Balances
they don't realize
out
the
estrogen.
They do. No.
And it has a lot of benefits. Good for your skin. It helps everything.
That's what I need badly, something for my skin.
So
seriously.
I've been taking that.
None.
There's a lot of good stuff out there. You got to find it and you got to use it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you got to stay away from all this other
one section
crap
of my pills. Yeah, one section of my pills in that pill thing I told you about has all vitamins in it. So I'm happy about that. And they approved that I put it in there. That's something that took a lot of arguing. But they did it. I was not thinking that they would do it, but they did it.
All right, in the site, Mad or Glad, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in and sound off something that you're mad about or glad about. Anybody on the line?
Hold on, let's check.
Inner
Sorry.
Sight. Eight 18, New York, Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Mad or Glad Monday.
To come out. Hold on.
All right, let me go down the line for the week. Tomorrow night is open mic. Wednesday night is our nursing home.
Yeah.
And we can't advocate more to have people sign that petition. How are we doing with that petition?
Yeah. I'm going to check. First, let me get to where we need to on that show, which is the studio, and then I'll go to another screen. Okay.
Yeah, let's see if we got any more names on it.
I'm hoping, yeah.
All right, I want to thank the people who have looked at our tweet on the guide dog schools and signed the petition.
Yeah, definitely.
Spread it around and give us more names.
Exactly.
The more names we get, the more of a chance we have to get these schools licensed and protect people.
Yeah.
And the dogs.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Inner Sight, Wednesday night, nursing home show. Thursday night, we're dedicating the show to Milton.
Aww.
The dog who was killed at the guide dog school.
That's really sad.
So that's Thursday night show, and Friday is the funniest.
Well, the All old right, petition so has 12 supporters. And then the new petition, let's see what that says.
Wait a minute, which petition has 12 supporters?
Remember I told you about the other petition that was here too, and I have to get rid of it? It has 12 supporters.
Is that the one for the nursing home?
Yeah. I have to not delete it, but somehow hide it from showing. I got to speak with them somehow.
Wait a minute, why do we have two petitions on the nursing home?
Because they put it back up.
You
got to
get rid of one. We only need one. People are going to get confused.
Yeah, I know. I told them that. And
can you take those names and put them on the new version of the petition?
Nope. They could.
Oh, well, then get in touch with them.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
Ask them to do it.
Find a way.
Well, call them or get them on the email or something.
Yeah, I have to do that.
Anyway, sign the petition, folks. I mean, you know, whether you sign the old one or the new one, for now, doesn't matter.
The new one's better, though. The new one, we don't have to do any changing around, you know? There's only 12 people.
How many we got on the new one? How many names?
I'm looking for it. Oh, my goodness. It's here. I know it.
You can't find the other one?
No, it's here. I just have to look through their website. That's hard to see in certain areas. So bear with me. I'm sorry.
I mean, it seems to me like they would take one down and just leave one up.
That's what I want to do. There's only 12 signatures on it. Oh, it says print.
Yeah, well, we
got
to do more work on that.
Yeah, we do.
All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday. Nobody on the line?
Not that I saw before, but there are some people who are there just listening. You know?
Oh.
Yeah, we have one listener.
All right. So, you know, you listen to the news, and it's so confusing. Some people say we're in a recession. Some people say we're not. You know? I don't think that the government knows if we're in a recession or we're not. I think they're I think they're more confused than we are. Now, what's this that I heard today? Somebody called me and told me that the governor has declared a state of emergency because of the monkeys.
No, God. Because of the monkeypox?
Did anybody hear? Did you hear about that?
No.
I didn't hear about it.
Neither did I. I think you would have the people who are living in the area receiving.
I mean, if that was so, wouldn't that be on the NBC News?
It'd be on all the news.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Not only NBC.
I don't know how true that is.
I don't know.
But anyway. You know, and then you hear all this stuff on the... Now the president is kind of confused. I don't know if this is a mad or a glad. Well, I'm glad, you know, I hope he gets better. But they said he got the virus. Then he tested negative. Then he got it again.
Yeah, you can.
Now that is weird.
You know? That's right. But that
I mean, you would think
that you can't get
a guy would. You would think that a guy with all his money would learn a better and new way to take care of himself.
I agree with that.
You know, but that doesn't seem like it's the case.
Yeah. Well.
I mean, sometimes people will get ill and they'll step out too fast, or they'll, you know, rush the... You can't rush the body.
No, you can't. And that's what happened with him. He got a relapse.
Well, we don't know. That might have been what happened with him.
No, that's what the news said.
We're not there. You know, we're only speculating. But
yeah, well, that news sort of alludes to that. Yeah.
That's what happened.
He was doing work while he was sick. That's the problem.
Well, I don't know. But I do know that people need to look at better and new ways to take care of themselves.
I'm on vitamin D. Isn't that one of those things that you can take to help with your immunity?
Well, D is good, but you gotta, when you take vitamins and you take all those drugs, your vitamins are not getting absorbed the way they should.
Yep.
So you don't know what you're getting, how much of each vitamin you're actually getting. If you if it's mixed in with the drugs.
Right.
I mean, that's crazy. You know. So people have to really learn what's going on. You got to educate yourself. You got to look for different doctors who have different point of views. A lot of these herbs and things that are good for you come from different countries.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, plants. There's a lot of plants.
Oh, I like that.
For life.
I always told my husband I wanted something that would be, you know, easy for me to deal with. I always told him that. And I think that all these herbs and stuff would be a little easier to deal with, you know?
Well, staying healthy is not that easy. It's hard work.
Yeah, it is.
You got to stay on top of it.
Yes. And you got to stay on top of the vitamins. They don't want to pay for the vitamins either. That's a horrible thing. When you finally find
you
something
more
that works.
Yeah.
The vitamins, yeah.
And you probably have to change your diet, too. Dr. Berg was saying
that
eggs... Yeah,
my diet's better than it was.
Eggs are very good for you.
I've been, looking for things that are gluten-free. I've been looking for all different stuff,
All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad.
No salt, no sugar, all of that. At least my diet's decent.
The phone number here, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in and comment on something that you're mad or glad about.
So far, we have the same people, you and I, and a listener.
Oh, all right. Well, welcome, listener.
Yeah. We know this listener.
We welcome all listeners. In fact,
since
you mentioned listeners, how many, what's our latest number of listeners?
Oh, okay. Hold on. I was hoping that it would be a little higher, but it's not. Maybe after this show, it'll go over. I don't know. Oh.
All right, let's get a latest number.
115,571.
That's a pretty good number.
Yeah, it is.
Headed for 116,000,
all right. Oh, very close.
My next big goal is 120,000.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That's the next goal.
Yep.
I predict. Let's see, we'll get it by Christmas.
Oh, for sure, by Christmas.
Christmas.
But I'd say sooner than later, because it looks like it's going up each day a little, you know?
Yeah. All right. So, anybody would like to be on the show?
Yeah, give us a call.
We usually do interviews on Thursday night. Send us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments.
Yep.
By the way, to Senator Boyle's social worker, Mary, if you're listening, I never got your email.
Wow.
So please resend
it. What happened with it? Yeah.
All right. or you can call Inner Sight if you want to talk about being on the show, 631-224-3090. And we'd be happy to talk to you about the show. We've been getting a lot of emails from public relations people who want to help their clients promote their books,
Yeah, we have been.
So we'll probably have a couple of more of those on.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'm amazed
we had the
some
Social
PR
Security guy
talking.
On.
Yeah.
We had...
That was good.
Tracy on
a
while
did.
Back.
How's she doing?
I don't know. I haven't talked to her lately.
Maybe we should reconnect.
Have to find out.
Yeah.
All right, Insight, we're planning a news conference hopefully next month on the nursing home.
Yep.
So we're looking for people who are in a nursing home trying to get out or those who are trying to keep their loved one out or their friends out. You know, if you want to tell your story, contact us. We're going to plan pretty soon. We got to pick the location where we want to do it. So,
yep.
We need people to come forward. We want to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. That's our solution.
That's our goal.
Where people would, you know, have housing, which is so desperately needed, all over.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in Suffolk County.
Oh, yeah.
So get in touch with us through InnerSight, the email, InnerSight@pmpmail.com, or the phone number, 631-224-3090. And anyone who's in a nursing home, no matter what show we do, if you call us, this is how strongly we feel about getting rid of these nursing homes. If you call us any night, we will interrupt the show and make sure that you're heard.
That's right.
Especially if you're calling from a nursing home.
That's right. Be careful,
so please
too.
Keep that in mind.
Be careful with that. No.
Well, how careful can you be? You're in a nursing home.
Yeah, but they will take your, what they call your privileges away. I laughed at that, because to me, I thought that was covered by, you know, an amendment in the Constitution to maintain my rights.
They do that, and we'll raise all hell.
That's right.
That's for sure. All right, InnerSight, anything you're mad about or glad about, right here. And just to recap a little bit, not only mine, but many, many people mad about the death of the dog at Guide Dog Foundation.
Yeah.
And really disturbed over it.
Very.
And we are trying to get an impartial investigation. So any agencies out there who would like to join us in that, and I say this because it's you know, it's very rare that an agency will join you in something like this.
Yeah.
But we could use the help.
Yes, we can. And thank
you.
So
contact InnerSight. Let us know.
Yep.
And we intend to send out a news release.
Yep.
On the fact that the school should be licensed and regulated. That's going to be the gist of the news release. So I hope within the next few days, maybe we can get it out.
That's right.
But we do need the support of agencies and dog lovers.
Oh, yeah. Cruelty, too. Enforcement. That was definitely cruel. Very
people
cruel.
Who love dogs should join us.
Oh, God, I love
in trying
dogs.
To get these schools regulated.
Yep.
And please keep in mind, we're not out to hurt the schools. We agree that there's a lot of good trainers. They put out a lot of good dogs. That's not the point.
That's right.
The point is they can be improved.
That's right.
and have more protection for people and the animals.
Yeah. I think the animals
well,
should
that's,
also
that's
have...
what we're trying to... We're just trying to bring about a fair situation.
And just, yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Yep.
That's what we want.
Yep.
All right, Inner Sight at 213-816-1650. Mad
yep.
or glad Monday. And sometimes I feel like I want to go out and ride a bike again, like I used to.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Years ago, but today.
How do you ride your bike with a dog? That's going to be difficult.
Well, you could do that.
Oh, you did before?
No, I never did that, but I could.
Oh, well, you're more balanced.
But I wouldn't ride it. I wouldn't ride in the street though.
Would you ride
I'd
something
ride on
that
the,
was like a recumbent
on the
bike
sidewalk.
Where you ride back?
What?
Or something? There's things that I'm asking. Would you ride a recumbent bike that leans back all the way and is close to the floor, or no?
No, I'd ride the bike I always ride, an English
okay.
racer.
Oh, that's nice.
That'd be funny. It'd be really cool if my dog could guide the bike.
That'd be good. Guide you and
yeah.
the bike.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I would definitely watch that.
I'd have to check
her
out.
Put some roller skates on her, too.
Yeah, she is. Well, no, with the bike. That's a separate thing.
I know. But it might be faster. She might be, you know, keeping up with you.
I don't want to go fast.
No, but I was wondering.
I want to take it nice and easy.
Yeah.
If I do ride, which, but it's a lot different today than it was when I was riding.
Yeah, you have to wear a helmet
people,
too.
People were more caring and careful. And, today they drive like maniacs.
They sure do.
A lot of
people. They're all maniacs out there.
There's a lot of people. This is a mad. There's a lot of people out there who shouldn't be driving.
That's true, too. Very true.
Have you heard the show last week?
Yeah.
With Lupita.
Yep.
And that horrible... thing where she got hit with the car. I won't call it an accident because I don't believe it was.
I don't believe it's an accident.
To me, that was not an accident. You
yeah.
know, when somebody gets
and
hurt
did.
Like that,
that's very bad.
And they're blind, and they've got the cane, and they've got a reflecting jacket.
Yeah, I had one
and a
too.
Person hits them, you know.
That's crazy.
I don't call that an accident.
Mm-mm.
Had to be some kind of hatred going on there.
Oh, yeah. Jealousy, too. I don't know how they want to be, that they say they're jealous. That's beyond me, but they
jealous
would,
of what?
You know,
now, wait a minute. Explain. What do you mean? What do you mean jealous?
I've noticed that there's a whole bunch of people out there who are jealous of the disabled. They think that we sit home and do nothing and receive a payment. And I don't... If they knew the payment that we receive... And this is very mad. If they knew the payment that we really receive, they would quiet their mouth because we don't get anything that's unusual or anything that has a greater you know, value to it. In fact, we're considered on the poor list. And yet, people are definitely jealous, very jealous. They
well,
want to be able to
get
home and make money.
I guess jealousy is a possibility. I'm more inclined to think it's hatred.
Well,
you know?
jealousy is a form of hatred.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
I definitely feel that. But, I don't know why, but I do.
Lupita Lewis has a chance to bring her case to the Colorado Supreme Court, and she needs a lawyer.
Yes, she does.
So anybody out there who can maybe make a referral, or if you're a lawyer out in Colorado and you want to take a look at the case to see if you can do it, you know, we'd be happy to hear from you.
Yes, please.
So help her get a lawyer to get into the Supreme Court, because I think she can win.
Yeah, I do too. I think she should win, is more like it too.
I made a couple of calls today, and I'm going to make another one tomorrow.
You might have
to try to get her an attorney.
Oh, okay.
I spoke to my friend Ira Tucker. I told Ira all about Lupita, and he's trying to pull something together. So. We'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, I know.
She deserves justice.
Yes. Very much so.
And the justice has got to be there someplace.
That's
we
right.
intend to find it.
Oh, yeah.
Inner sight.
We also need a person who's a lawyer in, you know, the state that she's in, Colorado, yeah? Colorado. Yeah.
Or someone who can practice in Colorado.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Someone who can get permission to practice to take her case.
Well, they have to have a, they have to go to
the
Colorado
duration
bar,
of.
Take the bar exam there.
What?
That's what I was told.
You're mumbling. I can't hear you.
I'm sorry?
What did you say? You mumbled something.
I said that they would have to take the bar and a brush-up class before they could do that.
I don't know about that. They might be able to work with a with another firm.
Oh, yeah. See?
You know, we'd have to find out. But, you know, lawyers work together all the time. There's got to be a way. They can get permission from the court. I was told.
Oh, really? To do
exactly
what?
It's the Supreme Court, to take the case, to do the case.
Oh, to the Supreme Court. Oh, that's good.
So.
That's very good, actually. Hopefully she gets the help she needs. She deserves it. Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. How are we doing with the phones? Anybody?
Nope. Same as before. I checked it just now.
The quiet.
At least that's what I saw.
Summer night.
Yeah, it is.
8:43, New York. And don't forget, Friday night, we have fun around here.
Oh, yeah.
With the frolics.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how many people listened last Friday. That was a funny show.
That was funny as heck. I enjoyed myself.
Yeah,
sometimes
so,
when I'm really down, right, I listen to some of our old episodes, and mostly the Friday Night Follies, and I laugh. Cool.
Well, this Friday we're going to have some of the usual. Jimmy Dinigan will be here, and Louis.
He's the fifth. Too bad
Louis
we
the
can't
lip.
Find him for real. Oh yeah, Louis.
And we'll do some of the old Red Fox stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, there's always the disabled friendly philosopher.
I really want a picture of
who
him.
Who has a lot
old,
of
dressed up.
Revelations.
Oh, yeah.
Inner Sight. All right, we'll keep you posted, but yours truly is planning to do a show this fall out of Manhattan. MNN is opening a new studio.
And where
Midtown,
is it?
Midtown Manhattan.
Oh, nice.
So I've talked to them about it.
Yeah.
And they seem to like the idea.
Oh, cool.
Because I've been on Manhattan cable for so long. By the way, that's Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, 1997. And Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel.
Yes.
If you want to check us out.
Yep.
And this fall, they open up a new place. So.
Oh, nice.
And it's for the first time that you don't have to be a Manhattan resident to do a show.
Well, that's cool.
So I'm glad that they changed that.
Yeah, I would say.
Well, we'll keep you posted on that.
Definitely.
On Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And we're on Altice. That's Long Island Cable, another name for Long Island Cable. Thursday night, 7:30.
Yeah, which is cool.
So keep us in mind.
Definitely.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. You get a chance, look up our tweet under Inner Sight.
Yes, please.
As a matter of fact, can you look at that tweet now?
Yeah, I can. It had a lot of good stuff on it, too.
Let's see if anything's going on with that tweet. We sent out two of them.
Yes, we did. One of them doesn't have as much action on it. The other one does.
Which one, the first one or the second one?
First one.
Oh,
Yeah, it's not bad, though, still.
Well, can
exactly
you get a count or give us some information on it?
Yeah, once I plug in the phone, it just died. Oh, shoot. All right, here we go. Be
right
back.
All right, we'll try to get some info on it.
Yeah, please.
It's under Inner Sight.
I'll be back. I have to plug in the phone. This is nothing new. Oh, there we go.
And
this is what happens when you're blind and you can't see what the freak you're doing. And no aid is here. They went home.
Tells you where the
petition
is on our tweet.
Oh, yeah. They did something new, and I hate it. Ugh, with the cords. They made them child-proof. You can't push it all the way into the wall. That's my problem right now. Trying to get a plug-in. That's weird. That's supposed to be child-resistant. How is that child-resistant? It's just annoying.
I don't know. You have a phone that you... Well, they assume that...
Everybody
people have phones now that they don't have to plug in.
Yeah, well, doesn't last that long, my battery. I have to clean up the phone a little. Wow, I can't even get the plug in. I can't see what I'm doing, that's why. I laugh when I can't see something. Ugh, I'm trying to get the plug in. I feel it, but I can't get it in.
All
I
right, don't worry about it. If
right.
you can't do it, we'll
I can't do it, no.
Get it another time.
Thank you.
But let people know the tweet is there.
Yes.
On the Inner Sight. And if you'd like to do something to get these schools licensed and protect the dogs and the people.
Yes, that's important.
Sign the petition.
Yes, please.
All right.
It's on change.org. Type in on the search window, all you have to type in is Inner Sight Freedom, and you'll get all of our petitions, basically. You know, we don't have too many, but
it is a little bit confusing, but I have to see how I'm going to get rid of one. I'll have to write an email.
All right, man, I'm glad Monday, inner sight.
Guess what I'm glad about, actually?
8:49. What?
I was glad dinner time was fish. I haven't had fish in over 2 years. I was enjoying it like it was, you know, no more food on the earth, you know. I was really enjoying it for dinner.
Yeah, fish is good for you.
Yeah, I like fish.
You ought to eat more fish.
Yeah, I want the one, though, that has the high omega. I think it's the omega-3 fatty acids. It helps with your nervous system.
I like swordfish. That's one of my favorite.
Oh, that sounds delicious right now. I only was able to find cod. I'm not too keen about that, but that's all right. Have you ever had cod?
Swordfish is sweet. Cod's
all
right.
That. Yeah, I think it's
not
all right, but I think...
It's all right. Salmon
yeah,
and
good.
Swordfish, my favorite.
I like salmon a lot. Yeah, I was eating salmon maybe about 2 years ago when we first started this pandemic. I was eating salmon. Huh. Maybe I can get more from that same location. That'd be good.
All right, don't forget, tomorrow night is open mic. You can pick your own subject here.
Yeah.
On Inner Sight.
Great. I think Man of Glad is like that too, but it has a topic. So that's why you just got to say if you're mad or you're glad. But my glad was like, I haven't had fish in so long. We finally found a place that wasn't highway robbery. And there it is. I have my beautiful fish. I like
all right,
find something.
You and your fish. What'd you do? Go fishing?
No, I wish I did, but the guy who was selling it was he was tied to a restaurant as well. So I said, okay, they don't want to have bad food in the restaurant because that could really, you know, silence their everything that they do. So I was thinking that this is going to be fresh, and it is. It was fresh. I was happily surprised. You know?
Yeah, well, fish you got to be careful with, especially in this weather, you know.
Yeah, no. It's also very, if you are not careful, you can get very sick. You know?
Yeah.
Hepatitis A.
I remember the story of Joan of Arc. and the bishop. The bishop, when she was in prison, the bishop brought her a fish to eat, and she got very ill on it.
I'll see.
You know.
Sure they didn't spike it?
It was a bad fish, and I couldn't help thinking that they did it to her on purpose.
I think they did.
Yeah.
Honestly, I do. You know, that's really crazy. I forgot about that part.
Yeah, she was in prison. The bishop of Canterbury, I think it was.
That's right. I was just about to say that. So the bishop of Canterbury almost killed her?
Well, she got sick. I don't know if she almost killed her. But
pretty darn close, I bet.
Yeah.
Huh.
They
Guess
were really,
what? I got
really,
rid of Joan of Arc. That would be his hooray. Guess what? I killed Joan of Arc for you all.
They were really mean to her.
Yes, they were.
Talk about jealous.
Yeah, they were.
You know,
that's why I said
all the people that were jealous of her.
I know.
You know. Especially males.
I told you that's why I said jealousy is a form of hatred. Yeah, big time. Yeah?
Yeah, General Jones.
Oh, jeez. How old was she when she did all that? I think she was like 16 or something or less.
She was only 19 when she died.
Aw, that's young. That's crazy.
Mm.
Really, it's crazy. Why would you want to kill a young person who has the best...
But she saved France.
Oh, yeah. She saved it from certain demise, total demise. That was cool. But then she died. That wasn't
all
so
right,
cool.
A glad for Joan of Arc.
Yeah, that's right.
Her birthday is January 6th.
Oh, it is? Huh.
Yep.
It's like the wise men. You know, they came on, I think, a little early on the 6th. That's Little Christmas, they call it.
So, the great, great Joan of Arc.
Mm-hmm. Remember, I don't know if I told you this. Did I ever have, like, hit my thumb or smash my thumb somewhere? Because my nail's coming off. I'm so curious because I don't remember hurting it, you know?
I don't know if you smashed your thumb. Probably on the wheelchair, going into a place that you didn't fit. I don't know.
That's probably the truth, because I've been trying to get in places lately for the longest time. So now I'm gonna, you know, show them once I get the cameras up for myself, and show them where they can make changes in their, you know, business to incorporate more.
Yeah, like people are gonna care. You
got to
do more than show them. You got to grab some of these people by the neck and say, hey, you want to go to jail? You better fix the damn thing.
Well, that's where it's going
to... But there's no law to back you up.
I have no law that backs me up. So it's more like a suggestion to these people. They don't want to do it. They will be the first to get, you know, written up when that comes along, you know? But I don't think people would be upset. I just think they would
all
be...
All right, we got
weary.
A few minutes left. We'll be with you tomorrow night on open mic.
Yep.
Inner Sight. Mad or glad. Don't forget to look at the tweet on the service dog schools and sign our petition.
Please do.
And while you're up there, sign the nursing home petition, too.
Yes, it needs a lot of help. Still at the same amount.
Inner Sight,
you know,
trying to make a difference.
We always want to make a beautiful difference. If people just got all together and, you know, started to practice what they preach, too.
And we need a lawyer for Lupita Lewis.
Yeah. How old is she?
Anybody out there?
How old is Lupita?
55.
Oh. I'm 55 in December. Yep. I plan on making...
All right, thank you, everybody, for listening. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled.
Yeah.
Be with you tomorrow night. I want to thank all our listeners, all our friends. And look at the tweet. Honor the sweet guide dog, Milton.
Aww.
And sign the petition.
Yes, please.
Thank you. Inner
Thank you,
Sight.
Everybody.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight. Inner Sight forever.
Sight. Forever, yes.